Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Howard Tyler of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa.
What? He deserves it. He deserves it. Jeez. Not that the sun, I'm not taking any slights at Tua. Even though the rest of the NFL media is, jeez.
It's called this Tyler Huntley Hour.
I would say there's something fundamentally wrong with how the Dolphins do things right now. It just is. And
you feel like it's got rot right now just around it?
Yeah.
It's like a tree that you know is going to die.
And this is, how can I put this? This is our fault too. And here's why.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
When the team was good consistently, and when I mean good, I mean always in the playoffs, competing, but not getting over the hump, right? We complained because it was too boring, right? It was too boring. All they complained about was kicking field goals and running the football and doing stuff like that.
Which era were you talking about?
Huh?
Which era was this?
You can go back from even before Nick Saban. You could go back to Jimmy Johnson, then follow it with Sperano.
I mean, they were boring.
Huh?
They were boring. They weren't good offenses.
But hold on. But if you had the base of those offenses and defenses, and then you added Tyreek and players like that, you would be in a better place because your base is good. Right now, they've added all of the pieces, but your base.
What argument is this? Like, if we took all the best pieces of every team, we'd have a better team. Like, of course.
I'm just saying the way those teams were built, even though everybody thought they were boring, were more competitive.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
Not really.
All right.
Like, they're still in the midst of all these times you're talking about 25 years. Still not winning playoff games. And, like, even if you go back to, like, the Wildcat year when they won the division, like, that was a year built on a lot of, like, hocus-pocus, incredible, like, turnover luck. Like, I get it. They're, it's different because you could power run it with a loaded line, but it's also not, like, the first time the Dolphins have had line issues either. They had line issues with Brian Flores. They tried to make Jesse Davis a left tackle for $3 million. Dude sucked. Got to his ribs broken. Hello.
I'm just saying.
But I'll tell you one constant who's been here the whole time. Chris Greer.
Christopher Greer.
Are we still playing quotes from him?
In I
would
the promo
rather
we
not
are.
Be
Why not?
Annoyed.
Why?
I just think it's a...
How do you guys think he handled that press
terrible.
Conference?
Not great.
Terrible.
Not great. Right. I mean, like, I do think that he's at a point right now where I don't think he could win a press conference even if he tried. But somehow, but I do think he could have a push. And I do think he goes into these press conferences. I'm like, wow, he left that worse than he entered it. And that's kind of where he's at right now. And he's done that the last two press conferences. He did that the season ender, and then he did this one. Can't name a leader besides Zach Sealer. And you go to Tyreek Hill? What are you doing? Even if you don't believe it, like, you guys are sitting here. You've done more window dressing on Tyreek Hill than anything this offseason. You didn't just have in your back pocket, just say Tua's the leader, just say Tua's the leader, just Cheetah. No! There's no one believes that. Kidding me? So, no, I mean, we haven't played any quotes from him. Are you sure you don't want to hear from him?
Yes.
All right. But I'll respect your wishes.
Only because we know the presser was terrible.
Yeah.
We know that.
He was mean to Cam Smith. I liked it.
I did, too.
First of all, it.
I did, too.
I liked it, though.
This is year four for him?
Yeah.
You should already know!
He was also there was one point where he was asked about the extensions, and he goes, well, you know, they earned that money. And, I mean, you could go back and be like, oh, about that guy you drafted in the third round. I'm like, yeah, about that guy you haven't drafted in the third round, like Channing Tindall. Does he play football for the Dolphins? Because I feel like he's been on the roster for a while.
Yeah,
he was last year, yeah. But he doesn't play. He's a special
team. And then what bothers me about this whole situation is the guys that actually contribute, you let walk, and you're holding on to guys in hopes that they pan out. When most teams do it the other way. I got to tell you, if I'm a GM of a team and I draft a guy, or I draft a second or third rounder and he ends up being a starter or a pro bowler, I'm putting those guys on a pedestal and saying, look at this. I drafted these guys. I'm not letting them walk.
What are you going to do, though, dude? That's, you know.
Every GM does that, though. Every GM talks about the guys they drafted, except for Chris Greer, because all the guys he drafted are gone.
Or they sucked.
Or they suck, which doesn't do good for his track record when the only guys you have to see that he drafted aren't playing.
Still is Eichenberg here.
So he did it for him. He did it to himself. Because guess what? If you had, and I won't even count the safety. I get that.
Who, Holland?
Yeah. But if you had Christian Wilkins and you had, who's the other guy that let walk?
Van Ginkle. You've mentioned Van Ginkle literally every show for the last 3 weeks.
Because it's annoying. I am no brainchild of football, right? I'm a simpleton.
I don't think that's true.
And here's what I understand. You had a guy on your roster that had to come in and play, and he was excellent.
Yeah, but you're not.
And you let him walk without your other two guys who he replaced being healthy.
Yeah, but you're not a simpleton of football.
I'm just saying, does that make any sense? That is the one thing that will always drive me crazy about this.
Why can't you be a short yardage consultant?
Because
you went to Michigan.
Wait,
Stephen Ross would be.
Can I just tell you why?
You would be doing Stephen Ross a favor.
Can I just tell you why?
That's pretty good.
Because short yardage has nothing to do with talent.
Nah.
You know what? It's an attitude.
That's what you need to
there
tell
you
them.
Go.
It's
That's,
an attitude.
You're doing
you need
to it
tell them. He's just doing it.
Right, but it
That's
starts with the coaching.
I'm ready to gain a yard.
I don't even realize it, though.
Your offensive line can't have an attitude if it's 4th-and-1 and 3rd-and-1 and you run a damn sweep.
Sometimes you need to cut to the chase, right? Like, and I think you can't be Lusaka polite. You got to be Lusaka rude.
Yeah. Damn.
If anybody comments on some of the things I've said,
minus one.
Keep replay that. And it, well, why isn't nobody? That was terrible.
For show poniness.
You're done with football. You're done with football takes.
Leroy would be a consultant in short ribs. Very tasty. Ooh, my short ribs.
True.
That's true.
So, like, it's not. I get.
Ooh, what about Damian Martinez? We get him this year.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
I literally understand a lot of the things that they tried to do, right? But I think Chris Greer put himself in the situation where we look at him the way we do. Because if he at least kept the guys he had, or if Van Ginkel was still on this team, mm-hmm. he could at least say, hey, I'm above average in the draft. Look at the guys that I have here. Look at the guys we drafted.
But this is the thing that I'm annoyed with him, though. And this was honestly the thing that pissed me off the most from the press conference. Is he was asked, I think it was by Omar by the end. It was like, yeah, have you learned? I don't remember the exact question, but it was about something about the change of philosophy or how have you changed. And this is where he had the old defer. I've deferred too much to coaches. And I'm just like, that's such a classic move to just get all stink off of you. Because then it's like you could always have plausible deniability on all of it.
You know what that sounds like? I'm going to tell you. Write a ticket.
Right.
That's the equivalent of football, write a ticket.
I deferred too much. Are you Mr. Collaborative? Because that's like always the thing with him, right? The only things I know about this guy, loves injured players. I'm collaborative.
You know how I feel about that.
I'm collaborative.
I have fought you to the end about that one fact right there.
The injured players are collaboration.
This team, with what has plagued them over the years, should not be signing injured players. When Tua got drafted,
mm-hmm.
my complaints had nothing to do with Tua. It had to do with Tua bringing Tua in as the fifth pick injured.
That's why I scouted his gate.
I'm sorry, Leroy. Just like on behalf of everyone.
What?
He's really, really trying his best.
I'm not trying anything. No, if he you. Was a short yard, no. But you understand because he needs to cut to the chase.
Stop. See this right here? This is why you can't tell me nothing.
Mm.
This is why you can't have a comment on some of my comments that I make. Because you don't stop.
Until we get your money right.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, yeah. Smack that one in there.
See?
Gotta watch out for the jab.
I apologize. We'll take a break.
Tobin's a show pony.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954 more.
That's been hilarious.
What?
Well,
he took my chair.
She was getting ready to sit down, and I rolled the chair out of the way.
Yank it out from her?
No, I didn't yank it. I rolled it out so she could feel it because I didn't want there to be an accident. Be ass over tea kettle back there with on the radio. All right.
She'll get her revenge.
True.
Let's see. We got winds coming out of. Look at this, dude. Clouds are not moving. I got it. Hold on.
Static clouds.
Gorgeous.
All right. Winds are probably around 10, 15 miles an hour. I'm looking at this by this, you know, bush here at the Citadel. Bush is humming a little bit. It's got to be like 83, 84 degrees because it's a little bit warmer. And the winds are, dude, these clouds are not moving. All right, I'm going to just go ahead and take a guess because I don't see any planes out east. I'm going to say the wind's coming out of the east.
How you doing, Froggy?
Excellent. Winds coming out of the east northeast at 10 miles per hour, 82 degrees. Currently partly cloudy skies. And yeah, it should be like that for a while. Should be the same, more or less. Kind of hot.
There you go. That is your weather brought to you by Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com.
Is that accurate?
Yes. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more. Hey, can you give me Tyler Herro's three from last night at the before halftime where he was 8 for 8? Like, this kid
I
was,
know, it was crazy.
This kid was perfect. Ooh. In the first half yesterday. 23 points, 8 of 8, 3 for 3, and he hit a 3 to make it 69-44, and I was like, that was
a heat check.
He was feeling it yesterday. I mean, it was like everything was working for him, and it was a nice night for Tyler Herro, who, again, CBS Sports ranked him behind Kevin Herter.
Crazy.
Just recall that, everybody.
He's an all-star now.
He is an all-star. But I thought last night was a big moment because we've known what the problem has been all year, which has been holding leads. And to be fair, like, well, it wasn't a clutch game. It never got to that point. It was a little bit of shakiness. You know, there was some rumblings in the sea.
Yes.
And he calmed it down. Calmed it down. And he was able to make some buckets, especially after he got screwed.
Mm.
By the officials, I still don't understand this. Someone's going to have to explain to me when those referees have to go and look at the review. How do they then go look at themselves in the mirror when they come back with that? How does that happen?
Once a playoff run, this happens.
This, explain to me how a guy gets rewarded because Tyler Hero left his foot out, and somehow, because he got roasty-toastied on defense, now he's supposed to get a three wiped away? It's stupid. It's a dumb rule. It's a dumb rule. It'd be like, it would be like somebody running out of nowhere, Leroy, and it'd be like, called, oh, that's offensive pass interference because the guy came flying in and you were going to catch the ball. Like, I don't even understand this. What a stupid rule by them. I thought for sure they were going to overturn it. And then, nope, silly me. Referees with their egos. They're like, oh, no, look at his foot. And here's another thing, dude. Sometimes slow-mo, and not great slow-mo, which, by the way, 0 points yesterday, but the most, would you say it was the greatest zero-point game of all time? Because that dude was clamps on defense.
Yeah.
He was.
He was. Made all the right plays.
It was.
Wait, you got to say the Heat thing. He made winning plays.
Oh, he did.
Winning
he plays. Did. He did That's make. Right. We felt him out there. And we danced with fire. Let's not forget that. Spo said, we can dance with the fire. And we danced. We danced the night away.
Okay,
Leroy.
Too much.
No, we danced
too
the night much. Away with the fire.
Mm. Too much.
We did. And we did not get burned.
Spo has been saying crazy things.
He does say crazy things. So I wish I could hear.
Daysop said Bosh had a better 0 point game.
What? Game seven?
Yeah.
It's higher stakes. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Higher stakes.
Close. Though.
Game seven, yeah, higher stakes, but still win or go home.
It was true, win or go home.
True.
Because what if this ends up being the thing that sparks a finals run? And then slow-mo, we will look back and say, oh, yeah, you remember slow-mo?
Why do you do this?
What do you mean?
Listen.
We're one away from shaking up the earth.
I'm all for.
Shaking up the earth.
When I tell you all for, I'm all for having hope that the team does well.
Yeah.
Okay? But you can't take a one-time situation and make it a norm. Meaning that they did it before. Eight went all the way to the finals. Mm-hmm. That was also in the bubble. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You can't say that that's normal. That was a unique situation. It's an anomaly. And you can't keep thinking every time they get in the play-in that, ooh, they can go all the way.
But what have the Cavs done? Really? We've seen plenty of regular season bullies.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got the size. We got the wings. We got guys to throw at their backcourt.
Correct.
We're going to get killed by the Hawks, aren't we?
See? And that's the
That's what we're setting up.
That you're looking, that's you're looking forward and just totally dismiss. Here's... I said this earlier in the year. The most frustrating thing about this team is not their record. The most frustrating thing with this team all year, and we've all seen it, they can beat anybody and they can lose to anybody.
Fair, but the
net. That is unbearable.
Yeah, but their net rating over the last 16 games is amongst the best in the league. And dude, you know what?
I'm telling you right now. If you hit me with a net rating again, it's go time.
Yeah, but when you have a big net rating, you catch a lot of fish.
Dude.
Heat are favored. Can I hear Tyler Hero three at the end of the first half?
Yeah, can we hear anybody other than him? Net rating.
Their lead is 22. Tyler trying to make it 25. And does. 8 for 8. 3 for 3 from three. The man has 23 points.
Monster.
Why is Leroy getting all serious when we vibing?
We vibing, baby.
I'm not, again, I'm not questioning any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, vibing, what a great win.
What if it's Tyler's time? Because
No cap.
What if it's his time?
We vibing.
You know what I realized?
What?
Just vibing over here.
You're a chameleon.
Huh?
Chameleon. You're a chameleon.
How am I a chameleon?
Because you remember when we interviewed Kyle,
mm-hmm.
how you got away from some of the things you said.
Mm-hmm.
Then with Tyler,
yeah.
all of a sudden you're intangibles, bro.
What do you mean?
No cap.
No cap.
Because then with Bam. That's what he does, Bam. Just threw me right under the bus.
I don't think it's fair, though, because I vibe with the players. I vibe with the players, and they like
that's
my...
Not, That's it's what a chameleon does.
I'm not a chameleon.
Really?
I'm not a chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking him about trade rumors because he put the cap. And then we asked him about what capping is, you know?
That's and why then you sent a parting gift.
No cap?
No cap.
No cap.
By the way, the Bubbles run, they were the 5 seed that year. They were not 8 seed.
When they went to the finals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so you're clear. Okay. And it was a very hotly contested 5 seed as well.
Right. Okay.
So.
But they beat a 1.
They did beat the 1.
When they were 8.
They did that too?
Yeah. But that's,
and then they were the 1. The year before that, they were the 1 seed.
Yeah.
So I would say not all these runs have been anomalies. If you keep doing it.
Five, being a 5 and going to the finals is not as, you know.
But they were closer to a 5 as an 8, you know. This year I could hear you. Like, they're an under 500 team, but dude, they were closer to a 5 than an 8.
Dude, please.
They were basically a 5 seed.
Your
now, don't tell them that because I want it to be known as the 8 that went that far.
Here's what's amazing. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Do you ever, like, you know how you guys say I have a conscience on my shoulder?
Yeah.
What do you have on your shoulder?
What do I have on my shoulder?
Oh, no. Here it comes.
The Knicks were a 5 seed that year. 47 wins. The Heat that year, 44. Not that big a deal.
It matters.
Did it.
Oh, my goodness.
Did it.
Hot wing sauce.
You know they played that year.
A smaller Tobin. A peacock.
You know they beat the Knicks that year.
Huh?
You know they beat the Knicks that year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're calling it an anomaly.
I mean, like, I'm just... All right, dude.
But it could be Tyler's time, though, dude. Think about it. You've been sitting here. And see, I'm trying to give you props. You know, you're trying to sit here and you're trying to put a... cold water on the situation.
I'm not trying to put cold water on.
You are. And what if last night Andrew Wiggins arrived? What if last night Andrew Wiggins arrived in a Heat jersey?
He's healthy.
He's healthy.
And
he's healthy.
I will say this. I believe that healthy Andrew Wiggins is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got tenacious defending guards. We got wings. We got size. We got equipment. We have been a very frustrating team at the end of games. But what if we've bridged the gap?
So in one game, you're ready to let scoring go?
15 games net rating.
Dude. Wiggins, 20 points on 20 shots. I hope that's not him arriving.
No. But okay, that's I know you're being a rat bastard there, whoever texted that. Okay,
MacMan.
Okay, MacMan, a true rat bastard of our chat. I know he's being a rat bastard there, but like Leroy, he was a demon on defense.
Yes, here.
And I need that more than I need his scoring.
Wiggins is a very good two-way player.
But we haven't seen that because he hasn't been healthy.
Right, and there's probably been more demands on him to be a scorer. But the way it looks now, I've been like... really impressed with Kalel. They keep putting him back in there, which, you know, could have been 5 months earlier, but that's neither here nor there.
Don't focus on the 5 months. Focus on the last 15 in the net rating.
Okay.
Kalel, sneaky good passer.
He is a good passer.
Oh, man.
He is a good passer. That give and go?
Yeah.
Woo-wee! With Wiggins.
Why do you sound like Dukes of Hazzard?
What do you mean, dude?
Woo-wee!
I'm just having a good time. Why can't we have one day?
You went full all out redneck superpower right
there. We just need a couple of games to get us right, okay?
You ain't got a couple of games.
We got a couple of games. We just won one. We're going to win another, and then we're going to be there. And then what's going to happen when we're up 1-0 and we took home court? What's going to happen? What will they say then?
Nothing.
They should. We get this one, then don't let us get one.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
All that didn't work out the last time we tried that with Boston, I think. Don't let us get one. Didn't work.
But this Cavs team's not that Boston team.
It's true.
They're not.
And it's different now. You know, we got a different attitude. Tyler's grown.
Different attitude. Tyler's grown.
We're a deeper team.
We were broken, that team.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No Jimmy. Jimmy's MCL exploded. No Duncan Robinson.
Yep.
Terry Rozier, no neck. We were going out there with basically Tyler Herro, Bam Adebayo, and two children.
It's true.
That was our team last year. We got vets. We got experience. We got dogs.
Yeah.
We just got to not blow this Hawks game. If we don't blow this Hawks game, we're primed to shake up the world.
You do realize what you're asking.
Hmm? Consistency.
You do realize what you're asking. And I'm not wishing any ill will on anybody. And I want, and I'm rooting like hell for the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
But that last word you mentioned has plagued us all year.
But Spo promised me.
Spo promised you what?
He said something beautiful was on the other side.
Oh, no. He also said, go dance with fire.
That, too.
Mm.
I don't think, let me be honest with you. That last game on the other side in Chicago, that was not fire.
It lit them on fire.
Okay. Fire is the Cavs. Fire is Boston. Now, all that being said, you have to play another Jekyll and Hyde team like yourself tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is like all these play-ins, all fan bases have to be nervous as hell, because part of the reason why you're there is because your team has shown that they can play really well, but they're very inconsistent. So, it's a crapshoot.
You know what they call Trae Young?
Garden gnome?
No, that's what you call him. That. I said that.
Am I the only? Ice no, tray? That's not true.
Do you know what is that?
Ice Trae?
They do call him Ice Trae. Yeah. You want to know what melts ice?
What's that?
The fire.
Oh, my.
Whoa. It's thermodynamics.
So if he tries to do this, you just throw mittens on him.
Somebody really tried to break down Dance with Fire.
Give him a scarf.
Luis.
All that happens. Remember,
Dance with Fire means there's only two ways to play basketball. The right way or the wrong way. Keep your greed and problems away.
Hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yes. And Nick T also said you wanted Trae Young, you bum.
No, I just
No.
I didn't want
Trae
Young. That's not what I said.
Do not do this right now.
That's not what I said. That's not what
Marco.
This is why I can't have Trae talk.
Marco,
to me. That's why,
yeah. You're doing this one and a half to pay.
When did we talk about that? When did we talk about it?
That was
when did we talk about it? What month?
I don't know.
What month?
Longer.
What month?
Does it matter?
What month?
Did you say it?
What? I didn't say I wanted him.
Mm.
I didn't say that.
Remember those exercise videos, though? That really turned us off on it. On old.
Oh, yeah. I was out on him. It was like a four-day thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also, what awful. Month was it?
Dude.
August.
Nope. I can't believe month you earlier. Look me in your eyes, your friend, and lie to my face.
I'm not lying to you.
July.
You
July.
It was July.
July sports talk doesn't count.
Oh! Okay. So, what is this? It's like a hall pass or reality?
July sports talk does not count. You're scrambling for material. Doesn't count. Everybody knows that. I've told you this. This has been a show policy for years.
Show policy?
July sports talk does not count.
Mm.
Basketball's over. Football's a month away. Marlins. No hockey. No Canes. July sports talk does not count.
Somebody just threw a stray. He called just threw a stray at Jennifer.
Why?
She does that.
Jen tends to get bored easily.
Oh, my God. I'm so
She's
sorry.
She's hard to
I'm
keep.
I agree.
Wow.
Wow. That's not helping your cause.
Like, what is she like?
That wasn't a great counter. Go cry about it. I am bored, but meh.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong? Why are you bored today?
I like
not bored.
Why does the show bore you?
Yeah, you can be honest.
By the way,
I have different departments coming after me, okay? I cannot.
But this is the number one.
When I saw Vucevic make a three, I was like, oh, God. No.
I saw him hobnobbing with Spo yesterday.
Yeah.
He was trying to get down here.
Right?
I'll take him back up big.
I'll take him just so that we don't
have to. What does he make? What does he make?
His contract?
He got to make 20, 25.
Oh, never mind.
Whoa. No way.
You'll get the mini and like it.
Serious.
He'll be close to Orlando.
Speaking of cheapskies, by the way.
Oh, my God.
How much does he make?
Yeah, it's about $20
million. Yeah.
Nah, see ya. Pass.
Next year, he's due $21
million. Pass.
Jesus.
Well, this is for Terry.
Mm.
There you go.
No, come on. What? That's a good trade.
That's a good trade.
That's a good trade.
That's a good trade.
Except they want Vucevic.
Do they? Do they? What do the Bulls want?
What the Bulls want?
I don't know what, I don't know what they want, but I know what they don't want.
I do know a team that we could maybe foist because something has happened. Very interesting.
It's not July.
No. It's not July, but it is interesting. It's a story that's happening right now.
Oh. All right.
Are we going to break? Because I don't want you wait for me to comment, and then you want to set me up. But I ain't falling for it.
I wasn't going to do that.
I'm not falling
Stop
for
lying.
It.
Stop lying. Yes,
this
you
is
were.
Holy Week.
Just get on with it.
What department's yelling at you?
Okay.
All right. They're not yelling. They're demanding things.
What are they demanding?
What are they demanding?
I've got this.
Hey, you need me to step in?
Yeah, what department?
No. Yeah, what are they
you
want?
Need, Fine. Listen, nobody messes with J.P.
Don't they respect
I mean, they
you?
Don't, yeah.
You need...
I'm okay. I can handle myself.
She's stressed. Okay. She's angry.
Is it the newsletter department?
I mean,
no.
Does the person you deal with have wings? Otherwise, you might need some help.
Wings?
Or Red Bull.
I promise you I'm okay.
Huh?
What?
Chicken wings?
Minus one.
Minus one.
Back up.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. This for Mervis.
Yep.
Oh, we got to throw that on, man. The fish are coming on soon.
Yeah.
What should we bet it? Should we get on the Hawkman Mervis militia? Should we bet Mervis home run today? Is he even in the lineup? I don't even know if the lefties
in the lineup.
Well, he doesn't play. He doesn't play against lefties.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
Nerds. What are you gonna do?
Like we try to do that. Like if you're a good hitter, does it matter?
To the nerds, it does.
No, but if you're a good hitter, why?
Nah, I don't see him in the.
Because if this guy is playing well, right? You mean you got another guy that plays well?
Yeah, he's not playing today. They got Wagaman's playing today. Wagaman sucks.
Wagaman.
Norby's back though. Maybe I'll bet Norby home run.
Norby. Yeah, I like that.
Conine too.
Conine.
Let me tell you something about that Griffin Conine.
What about him?
Handsome dude.
Really?
He's a good looking fella.
Let me see that.
Man, he makes some great catches.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I thought you were. Yeah. Some great catches.
Almost never got to this day because I almost killed him on the golf course.
Oh, that's right. You almost killed him.
They were playing catch. His Jeff's house is on the corner.
Oh, no.
By a hole. And I launched one off the tee to the right, hit the cart path, did a little buzz by, and they were playing catch. Now, in fairness, they were not playing catch in their backyard. They were playing catch on the golf course.
That's what his backyard is, though, or like
no,
right past
his
backyard?
It's right on the golf course, so they were outside of their gate.
Well, he's probably, I'm sure he's more used to the old who can't get it that far.
Yeah.
You know? Not you. I obviously know you can.
Oh, no, I can't.
I'm saying
get it
like
that. There's certain things in my swing that don't work anymore.
Ashton Jettin made it with Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, Ian.
Something about a championship.
I mean,
belt.
You know
Maybe
what?
Jerry Jones has to be such a trip as a draft pick.
You know what I would do if I was Pittsburgh?
What's up?
Is that before Aaron decides, say, this is the Steelers. No, thank you.
There's a report yesterday. Let me see who this was from. I think it was from CBS that he's leaning more retirement than he is going to play football because he only wants to play for a Super Bowl contender. Which I don't know if do you consider Pittsburgh a Super Bowl contender?
Here's what I would also say. That's a lie. You went to the Jets.
Yes, but everybody picked the Jets. Everybody picked the Jets to make it. They did, Leroy. Not me. I know, dude. Okay, I know you didn't, but I'm telling you, when he went to the Jets, and they said, "Oh, that defense and those weapons, this is the year." I think. Well, if that is accurate, though.
But here, going from the Jets to Pittsburgh, whatever you think about Pittsburgh. Automatically makes you a contender because it's Pittsburgh.
I would agree because of obviously the organization.
Right.
But
here's the deal. I think he can't go in there and be Aaron Rodgers, that he has to be a team player, and that terrifies him.
Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
We did
the Cleveland show together.
She said Aaron Rodgers is more likely to retire than sign with a Super Bowl contender. What I see is, like, if that is the case, it feels to me like he's still trying to dance with the fire with Minnesota. Like
no.
I think so. I think he's trying to, like, lure Minnesota to get him. And then you have all this Shador Sanders Pittsburgh buzz that's kind of been picking up, too. Apparently, Tomlin loves him.
You know what I would love? Because for the last however many years, Aaron Rodgers has been playing this game and teams have been playing, letting him play the game, right? But the one thing that Aaron has not realized is that football move goes on with you or without you. And so I'm waiting for that point in time where Aaron Rodgers says, "I'm ready to come back." And the league says, "No, thank you." Right? It'll come.
Dade South asks a fair question. What kind of Super Bowl contender needs a QB? That they're the only one I can think of. Like, because they don't need a QB. They got McCarthy, but I don't know if they believe in McCarthy. Like, if they think McCarthy's ready.
No, he was going to be the starter.
He was. Right. But then you have a year where you get this incredible year from Sam Darnold.
And they're good all around. So, like,
I know.
Defensively.
I know.
So that gives you...
But you don't need a great quarterback when you have all the surrounding pieces.
But they're the best team that has an unproven guy. He's still a rookie.
Yes.
He's still a rookie.
Correct. I would say I would say who has the best support has to be Pittsburgh, right?
Well, they're the only other double-digit win team that you would look at. Those are the two spots. And right. If you're right that they are going to stick with McCarthy, which that has been the lean because I don't think they want to go through this whole ayahuasca standoff.
Maybe
everybody's sick of it.
Especially if your team is young, you don't want that. I mean, it almost like just if you look at the Jets, who were really young, had a lot of young players, right? Look at how that turned out.
Did not go good for them.
Hmm?
Did not go good. Right. Also, Nick T, please, that's not right. That's not right, dude. Leroy's golf swing matches his toe swing.
First of all, Nick T, and I appreciate you pointing this out, Tobin. My big toe doesn't swing.
Slice.
It doesn't slice.
Okay.
Basically, it cuddles with the other toe. So.
It hugs the fairway?
It hugs the fairway, yes. It's afraid of being alone. So, yeah.
I'll tell you where you'll never be.
It should be illegal for Leroy to talk Dolphins football.
What?
I say, Brandon, can I just say this to you?
Highly illegal, he adds.
Huh?
He says highly illegal, too. He adds on not just illegal, but highly illegal. Highly illegal.
I would say this.
Felony.
How can I put this? I may say things about the Dolphins you don't want to hear, right? And it may sound like I don't like the Dolphins when I say certain things. But I've never spoken an untruth about the Dolphins.
I think you've been overwhelmingly positive and patient with them.
Right.
We have.
And as if there's anybody who's a Dolphins fan that says it should be legal for me to talk about Dolphins, I've been more positive than half of you fans. I've given more leeway and explained more situations that the Dolphins have been in than the fans, instead of just chalking it up to we haven't won a playoff game in 20 years. That's your answer.
25.
That's your answer to everything. I've never used that as an answer. I try to explain why. And if you don't like that, then go ahead. Just like we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years, just go with that. See where that gets you as a fan. I want solutions. I want the team to be better. I'm trying to explain as to why things aren't working out. And for a lot of fans, the main problem is you all like the flash and the big touchdowns and whatever, but as I've said, even with the Canes, there's something to be said about a team that can't get fourth and third and one. And you don't want to hear it, and you say, go back to the – but guess what? Go look at all the situations in an important game and tell me if that wasn't a critical moment of the game. So you may not want to hear it. I don't care. But you may not want to hear it, but nothing I'm saying is any less true. So
– Lusaka rude.
In other words, Brandon Meadows,
oh,
go kick the sharpest of rocks.
Wow. That was the in conclusion.
Man.
In conclusion. So, like anybody, listen, feel free to tell me, is there anything about the Dolphins I said that was inaccurate?
No. You right. Cleaned it up. And speaking of cleaning up, need the best dry cleaning in South Florida? Use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy.
Yep. Hey, you have a little accident, you go to a party, spill some wine for you fancy
You're hobnobbing too much.
Hobnobbing too much. You got the prom coming up for your kids.
Got those graduations, caps and gowns.
We got bachelorette parties. Where y'all going? Y'all don't need the hem dresses though, right? Nope.
I mean, she may want to look sharp for it.
She may want to look sharp. She might want something, you know, form-fitting.
Yep.
Correct.
Ira could hook you up.
Yep.
They do same-day work, but you got to give them a call. 954-610-9383. They've had this business for 40 years. It's family-owned. Mama does the clothes. Mommy does the sewing. So you're going to get hooked up. You're going to get hooked up. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. What do they get if they mention our name?
You mentioned Tobin and Leroy. Normally you get side eye. They're like, those rascals? Not Aura. He may still say those rascals, but he's going to give you 25% off your order. So you go to A&T Dry Cleaners, the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. Again, that number, 954-610-9383.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.